You turn into the driveway. Park the car in front of the double-wide garage door of the house. Then you take heed to Daddy's voicemail.
You have one unheard message. First unheard message.
Baby girl, I am so upset with you. I want you to go home right now. I will see you in the den when I get home. All right. See you later. Bye.
Listening to your daddy's voice admonish you causes an eruption in startling panic. What does he know?
You are in so much trouble.
How does he know? You recognize daddy's angry
tone.
You recollect his voice, intonation. You drop the Samsung away from your ear. But you cannot now. Bring the reality to your mind. The truth is, your memory buried thoughts of daddy's stern discipline. You turn off the engine and sit in the car, momentarily motionless. Your singular, low musical, rhythmical lullaby. That pounding in your chest, steadily, undeniably, yet pounding, beating the certainty of correction. That bringing before your eyes, the vision of a hard spanking across Daddy's knees. You reach across the car seat and grab your purse, exit the car, shut the door. But you instinctively recall that act itself. Mystically, did you forget the circumstances of cause and effect that set this in motion? Walking up the sidewalk, it was your need for attention, negative or not. Did he discover your arousal for Daddy? You climb up the steps to unlock the front door, holding the house key nervously in your hand, holding your disbelief within. You push the key into the hole. There exists an abnormality of the dilemma. Often, surprised at the very verge of arousal, knowing it is. It's existent, but in the end, not knowing why. You become sufficiently aware of the wetness in your pants. You unlock the door, step inside, press the door closed, and lock the deadbolt securely. Leaning with your back to the door, you momentarily shut your eyes and pray for Daddy to forget his house key at the office. That's right, that ambitious sexual compulsion that brings before your eyes in a fancy the image of assuming that position over Daddy's knee, slowly
Daddy
grinding your clit
you,
against his
girl.
Muscular thighs, you emphatically connect to the lure
Daddy
of infinite supremacy of Daddy's allurement.
Girl.
The thought of enslavement to Daddy's sexual demands.
Yes, baby.
The
girl.
Thought of desperately dispatching discipline pulses so steadily and stealthily, progressively, that your pussy's reaction,
naughty,
it can't be ignored. You know that pin-up tremor will eventually escalate through the fault lines of your labias.
Oh, yes.
This demanding engulfment,
Daddy,
directing you in pervasive surges of repeating voices. Ah, yeah, you say to yourself,
oh, yes,
oh, I'm so fucking horny.
Oh. Are you wet?
You need
Daddy?
To release this throbbing, amassing tension.
Wet for
the more
Daddy?
You resist that need, the voices become more daunting, more persistent, habitually, addicting wish. And that little voice in your head.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I need Daddy's hard
yes,
cock.
Baby girl. You want Daddy's cock.
Till you envision a temporary distraction. The opening of the nightstand drawer to retrieve. Ah, yeah, the dildo.
Yes, baby girl.
For relief. Elicited stern discipline. Butterflies in your tummy. Continued spreading nipples swollen, delicate folds aching clit, and panties wicking in steamy hot moisture. Silence laid steadily across your lips. And whatever it was that possessed you walked in incestual heat. You search your mind for an answer to the question of that growing seepage drools between your legs. You flush with embarrassment, walking from the front door through to the main part of the house. And the little voice asks deep within your mind, "Why do I crave Daddy's cock?" You internally rejected that thought, and you stuff it. Visualize now, deep within, what could you have possibly done? What if I had left my personal diary out in plain view of Daddy's roaming eyes? You audibly cue up your Daddy's voice between your ears. "Baby girl, I need to discuss something with you." "No, not that dildo concealed in your nightstand drawer. Or those dirty, nasty little pics of you on your cell phone." And I wag my finger in a condescending back and forth. "Is there something else? Is there something you want to tell me? Can you recall? Can you think back what it possibly could be?" "No. No. Something very personal. Well, you left your diary open, and I read your most innermost depraved thoughts. Some very disturbing things. You have quite the talent for expressing yourself on paper, don't you, baby girl?" You continue walking through the house, where you throw your textbook and purse on the dining room table. The momentary self-interrogation was disrupted. The house contains solitude for now. That will turn into the blistering echoes and cries after Daddy arrives. You look up at the clock. It's now 3 p.m. and Daddy leaves work at 5:30. He has an agonizing drive, pushing through congested traffic. He will be even more incensed once he arrives. Your jitters dangle as bouquets of dread, hanging from the vine as sun-kissed ass cheeks. You move through the house, heading determinedly to your bedroom, your head held down, eyes cast to the floor. This morning before classes, you had repeated the same hint, purposely leaving your bed unmade and your dildo visible on the bed, and your diary open to prying eyes. You sweeten this cue up with a tube of lubricant on your nightstand and a pair of fragrant lacy panties on the floor. You walk through the bedroom door and step around the bed. Your bedroom looked exactly the same as you had left it, except for one tiny detail. You had left your door wide open. But when you had returned from school, your door was pulled shut. Daddy had been in your room, or at least as far as your door. Had he stepped inside? Had he noticed your diary discreetly exposed on the nightstand? Did Daddy turn the pages of your dirty, filthy mind? That image of his discovery of your perversion, of secretly snooping into Daddy's private jerky. Oh, fuck. A part of you shrivels from the glaring luminosity and the closeted shame and humiliation. You're embarrassed, cunt, flooded with the pulsing waves, beyond anything in your former experience or imagination. The diary passage described peeking around the bathroom door to witness, through the opaque shower curtain, Daddy's silhouette. You had watched Daddy masturbate through the eyes of your clit. Your clit became a throbbing crave, a pussy that reacted to your clit. Nasty
pussy
mind.
Feels so
your
good.
Pussy demanded to be touched.
Your
taboo stroke, caress, and touch. Your pussy immensely replies,
so
pouring, ready for Daddy.
I want you.
Touch
it so bad.
Touch it there, baby girl. Again and again. Visualization slips deeply into your mind. Sexual hunger builds. Again and again, your fingers slip around your sexual desire. You can't resist the power of your erotic mind. Again and again, your fingers comprehend that you must write this experience down on a diary page, or cycle in madness of an endless state of aching pursuit.
Yes.
You reasoned the best course to pursue. You proceeded to express, in which no mind could fully grasp, your arousal, and no pen even partly describes how fucking horny you
are.
So you gripped your pen and described your desires in graphic details. Writing down in your diary the omission of guilt to the violation of his privacy. Oh yes, you feared punishment. For it was total clitoris chaos that your mind leaped shrieked at the most intimate primal surge of the soul. Clawed at your mind, insanely incited your wantum lustful pussy. However terrible it seems to you, that uncertainty of discovery was worse than the alight. And you wonder, was he thinking about you? Was he thinking about you like that? Has he ever jerked off imagining your flirtatious eyes fixed into his face as his cock disappeared, engulfment pulled through your supple lips? Could he ever see you like that, in that way? Did he imagine touching your perfect titties and wonder how tight your pussy might feel wrapped around his hard knee? But you came again and again. I don't think you did feel bad. Did you feel bad? And feeling very bad, did that feel so good? You then recall, oh shit, I wrote about watching Daddy in the shower, violating his privacy. You feel like a part of you died in that momentous embracement, so deeply regretting. You curse the day you were born to crawl in the corner of inconspicuous horny from the painful arousal of incest. Damn, it was so fucking hot. You reflected and orgasmed over and over again. If only when surely I'll recall this moment when I'm whipped hard, when he fucking spanks my ass. Should I recall that moment of shame? Can I conceal my wetness, muffle my orgasm, that heated conflict of shame, transform that humiliating desire to show Daddy what a slut I can be for him? Use me, Daddy. I'll tell him to use me. One way to relieve your mind of replayed memories was to soak in a hot bath. The other was glancing fingers, a teasing clit, that manipulation, the play to orgasm. Why not both? A hot tub and a hot arousal. Something that requires batteries. You sit down heavy at the foot of the bed, methodically stripped down to bare nakedness. You decided that an added stiff alcoholic drink would enhance to the hot tub and the waterproof vibrator. You wrapped up in a soft towel to warm yourself. Open the nightstand drawer. You grasp a rubber dildo, the new skin texture impersonating the human texture of a male's flesh. As you give it a caressing squeeze, you felt that moment of entertainment, gazing at those large pair of dangling new skin balls that give that deception of forestalling a loaded ejaculation. It was all for guys. It was Daddy's manly cock that you would gladly suck all the way the back of your thirsty throat. Oh yes, baby girl. That's right. You stand up wrapped in the towel, and you walk alone through the empty house to the den to find Daddy's liquor bar for some liquid pity. The den was empty of sympathy. As the room smiled at your predicament, you walk straight to your daddy's liquor cabinet. Your eyes become a pair of compass needles pointing to the courage field of magnetic alcoholic spirits. You grab a hold of the metal smooth cabinet handles in your hand. You pull open to display a row of bottles. You search across the liquor labels, Fireball Whiskey, you decide. You lift up the bottle. You study the label with a mischievous grin. You will do your best to calm your nerves. But booze, this is thrilling. Rates up there with stealing money from Daddy's fat wallet. This made you snicker. You unscrew the cap and took a whiff of the flavor. The rich, spicy aroma filled your nose. You sit down on the black leather chair across from the fireplace. You notice this time this engulfing leather chair was a throne of masculinity, different from the chairs in the other parts of the house. This one had a feeling of intimidation. You relax back, sinking into the leather. You rub your bare feet along the carpet, sink deeply into the surrounding smell of that leather. The sip tasted like fresh, hot, radiating pulses, a spicy flavor of cinnamon sunk down deeply into your throat. An expanding heat captured your ears. Vodka is a thing to steal. It has no smell. But with cinnamon whiskey, you can hide the smell of booze by chewing a wad of Trident cinnamon gum. You raise the bottle to your lips again. This time, you swallow a full shot. Ooh, your tongue lit up with fire, then the heat in your throat detonated in your tummy. Holy fuck. Now you knew what to expect. But if you drink too much, enough to get loaded, Daddy'll know it when he comes home. All it takes is one look at you. And trying to act sober won't help. The next sip, slightly greater, even more intoxicating, tears erupted in the corner of your eyes. You held the bottle out in search of the alcoholic content. That's right. You notice that you begin to relax. The alcohol warms your soul. A voice in your subconscious instructs you to relax. So you do. That really starts to happen. You notice when you shut your eyes, and you can now feel the tingling in your extremities. Not like the pin and needle sensation you get when your limbs fall asleep, but more the feeling of being so relaxed. You are falling asleep, and you know, like I know, your eyes become heavy, and you slowly start drifting off. As your eyes start to close, eyes becoming heavier and heavier, more and more relaxed, you lay back in total comfort and relaxation. Something interesting is starting to happen in those few moments. The alcohol is affecting you. Your pupils have dilated. Your breathing has changed. And all the time, you have been thinking arousing thoughts. You are thinking naughty thoughts. Now, are you not? Go ahead. Think about the diary. Visualize Daddy stroking his cock. I wonder if you can doubt if wetness for Daddy will occur. I wonder if you can tell yourself this horniness can't be really happening. I wonder if you have doubts about doubts. You're horny. That's right. You can ignore your horny. Can you not? I think that you are starting to become very arouse now. That's right. Think, visualize, focus. Daddy is masturbating. Arousing, very arousing. Is it not? Will you fall into this alcohol-induced trance with your eyes open or all the way shut? The thing is, you really don't know. And you can talk to yourself about that. You can imagine and visualize about cock. You can even think about sucking cock. Fucking cock. But all the while, close your eyes. And you begin to feel both sucking and feeling your pussy being fucked. You can doubt that you're in a trance. You can doubt that you are aroused. And notice how your breathing has changed and how comfortable you are feeling. And all this causes you to become very wet. And how did you get so wet? You really don't know, do you? And there you are, in that highly aroused, growing sensation. I want you to continue to doubt that you're getting more and more aroused. That's right. What happens? Is your arousal continuing anyway? Isn't that wonderful? That you can try to not get wet, but it doesn't make any difference at all. Your pussy gets wet unconsciously. And when you think of Daddy using you, you have an unconscious mind, a mind of its own. Your pussy wants cock. Your pussy wants to feel cock. Your lips want cock. Your unconscious mind is there to remind you. Your body wants to come. It wants loads of sperm.
Oh, yes.
That's okay. Touch yourself there. You can play with your pussy as long as you want. And you can doubt that I will command you to stop. You can doubt that denial. And you can doubt that I will make you stop. But nothing can prevent your finger from being there touching your pussy. You can doubt, you can stop. You can think about lifting your fingers away.
You're getting wet.
Just like you can doubt, you can stop.
You're deeply aroused.
You can continue to play with your pussy.
Touch it.
And you can doubt Daddy will find out. You can feel your emotions as loud as you want. You can doubt that Daddy is going to spank your bottom. What's fun, baby girl? Don't giggle. Try not to smile. I can read a smile.
Don't giggle.
You might doubt you can keep a straight face when Daddy asks you,
yes,
have you been a good little girl? Baby girl, you haven't been touching yourself or playing with your little cunny, have you? That's for grown-up girls. Daddy owns your little pussy. That's Daddy's play toy. That's mine to enjoy. My love with you, baby girl. I want you to be a good, good little girl for Daddy. And do what Daddy says. Don't play with your pussy while I'm gone. But you can think about touching your pussy. As easy as not thinking about it. You can doubt, you can stop. You can doubt, you can stop before you orgasm. But your hand is already moving by itself. And you can continue to visualize naughty thoughts. And you can doubt, but your fingers, hands, keep masturbating now.
Play with your pussy.
You can think about Daddy's cock.
Daddy's cock.
The smell of touch.
Hard, hard cock.
The feel of flesh.
Yes.
And appreciate the genuine, unconscious masturbation. That's right. You're going into a trance. because your respiration is changing. Your eyes are closed. You begin now to relax. You are still visualizing, masturbating thoughts, are you not? You can still doubt if you can stop. You can still doubt if you will come. You wonder which of those doubts will actually come true. And I really don't know which experience it will be. But you know that I know you don't have permission to come. You are learning. You are aroused.
That steady's busy.
Becoming more and more aroused.
You're getting so wet.
Deeper and deeper, yeah. Go ahead. Touch. Play. Finger. You know where and how. Your subconscious knows where to touch. And all you simply have to do is imagine and visualize.
You're so aroused.
Visualize those erotic moments with Daddy.
Let's play with Daddy.
And as you do, the motor reflexes of your fingers work very well. It really does work well. Your fingers know how to force yourself to come. And all you have to do is dream of nasty, filthy thoughts. Your hand and finger will play with your pussy. Your unconscious mind will direct them to masturbate you to an orgasm. And as you relax more fully, completely sinking into Daddy's leather chair, allow your mind, your dreams, your focus to imagine what Daddy will say when he gets home. I found something disturbing this morning. We need to talk about this. I'm extremely disappointed in you. I thought I'd taught you better than this. I walked into your room this morning to pull your curtains closed. I don't know if you did this for attention or just a blonde moment. Is there something you wish to tell me? No. Not those worn, soaked panties. No, not that. Even though they're a rousing invitation you dropped to the floor. Don't play dumb with me. Think back to a momentary lapse in judgment. Don't shrink away. Don't hide in that denial of embarrassment. I don't care if you're discomfort or not. Or the fact that you're only born of a squirt from my balls. I suspect you've been spreading your legs open for more than one boy. You little penis princess. There remains something important, one that is a grave concern. Don't look at me with that pouty fake upper lip. You left your diary open. Rather careless, you filthy little slut. But I know that you know what I'm talking about. Yes. Your cum collection of gluttony of thoughts. The diary contained metaphors of naughty, nasty things Daddy would do to you. But there was this one thought. You like my cock. You visualized my cock. You really expect me to believe you can handle rough, primal sex, baby girl? I know that you've been sneaking into my room and secretly watching me stroke my hard cock. You filthy-minded, bad baby girl. You are, aren't you? You know you're in trouble. Bad little girls get a hard spanking. Even punished hard anal stretching. Pussy denial. I won't lie. I have thought of forcing my cock into that sweet, innocent mouth of yours. One that enjoys it rough and hard. You must have gotten that slutty needs from your mother's side of the family tree. Are you surprised? You're lucky the night you were conceived, I was fucking your mama's cunt. Forget about your mother. I'm interrogating you. We're going to discuss your voyeurism, incest indulgence, you little peeping pervert. And then desire my hard cock in your filthy little rosebud, or your mouth, or pounding your clitty. I don't care if this is painful for you to listen to. Sit your butt down and listen now. Now, how long have you been masturbating at sucking your daddy's delicious dick? Do you swallow? Do you fantasize about swallowing, baby girl? Do you want it all over your face? I found your wet, soaked panties. God, that crotch is unbelievably stained. Go ahead and look daddy in the eyes and say, I'm your little fucking whore, daddy. Get your diary now. Find that part about your ass in the air, your asshole spread open, where it talks about how good it feels to have a anal plug up your ass. Yeah, just go ahead and read that to me. You are a little nasty anal fuck, aren't you? Try and deny it. Go ahead. Just try. It's what you want. You want to feel daddy's supple head pressing through, deeply into your ass. But nowhere does it explain why you get so gushy and wet and want daddy's hard cuck. I know that you can go deep inside, think real hard. It makes you so wet and horny, doesn't it? That's right. But it does. Fucking admit it. I'm listening. Go ahead. Say it. Say, I need daddy's cock. Daddy, I'm your little slut. Go ahead and say it. So you want to be fucked by daddy. I mean a real hard fucking. Hard pounding. You want that? You are totally relaxed in a deep, deep sleep. Your towel has fallen from you and puddled into the floor. Your dildo right there next to you. And you do not realize that daddy is home. And daddy has a surprise for you. He takes a birthday cake, sets it on the dining room table, lights the candle, and says, shh, we're going to surprise her. And all the classmates and all the people, all your friends tiptoe quietly to the den. Daddy turns the knob of the door, and quietly they slip into the door singing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Damn, baby girl, what the hell? Oh, baby girl, what are you doing? Get up. Get over here right now. I'm going to have to spank your bottom in front of all these people. Come here right now. Bend over my desk now. I am so disappointed in you. And after I'm done busting your ass, you're going to apologize to these people and tell them how sorry you are. Now go ahead and say, I am so sorry. And apologize. Go ahead. Tell them right now how sorry you are. Now go ahead and go upstairs. Get dressed and come back down, and we can have some birthday cake.